I'd just like to get your comment too on the website cdbaby.com, because the purpose of that particular record shop is that they're selling really only independent music. They don't sell any mainstream or bigger commercial stuff. Do you find that that's working well for you? Do you think it's a good idea?
I ran into maybe a year and a half ago Grant Lee Phillips, who was in a band called Grant Lee Buffalo. And Grant told me about CDBaby.com. I said, "What's that?" And he says, "Well, it's pretty good, Stan. I'm selling my record there." So I checked it out, and I think it's really one of the best things that's happened on the internet for a while in selling records. They have no ads. There are no banner ads. They do not have any sponsorships with any other questionable magazines or products. They simply are an internet record store that sells independent records. And I've found that it's really my answer to getting things out there that wouldn't normally come out on other channels. I'm able to do limited releases on CD Baby. I'm able to maybe just say, well, you know, this is probably a special thing. Maybe let's only make up like 500 of them and then we'll move on. And it's turned out to be a lot of fun because it's a direct link to people that would want to, buy something of an independent artist without a lot of trouble and without a lot of, with absolutely no corporate interference.
Great. Yeah, and it's a friendly process, like buying through them even. You know that you're being fed show business in the process of the purchase, but you also get a good sense of honesty and confidence out of it.
Yeah, I really do believe so. I've had no complaints whatsoever on anybody receiving CDs or product from CD Baby. They're just I know the fellow personally now who runs the place, and it's in Portland, Oregon, and he's quite a computer programmer at the same time. He's made a great site that is so easy to navigate and so easy to get to what you want to find, and it's also really fun to browse because he has a lot of things in there where it's very easy to browse through things that maybe you might not have heard of, or you might discover. And I think in a lot of ways it probably is going to be the wave of the future for a lot of independent artists, this type of a way of international distribution.